The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are here on the roof of News Talk Towers enjoying the glorious sunshine. Not a single cloud in that sky, as I say, plenty of seagulls. So we are making the most of it while we can. And Holly Carpenter and Andrea Gilligan were along a few minutes ago with a great chat about the summer. And I promised that Pat Carty will be joining us, the freelance arts journalist, to talk about summer songs and summer music. So actually, I'm going to ask you to run the rule first, Pat, over Holly Carpenter's summer song choice, which was Zombie by the Cranberries. Is that a summer song?
Oh, you've really stuck me in a corner here. I can't stand that song.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I never liked that song. Tanks and guns and bombs and all that. What's that got to do with summer?
Oh, Holly.
No. That sorry, is Holly. I'm sorry for all the people who love the Cranberries so much. I gotta hate that song.
Now, so what is then? What makes if Tanks and Guns and
Tanks and Guns, you know,
is not a summer song?
Well, I mean, depending on what you do for a living, maybe Tanks and Guns are.
What makes a summer song?
Well, it's gotta be positive and upbeat and maybe with a hint of nostalgia. To it, you know what I mean? Just a faint hint of it. And probably mention young people in it and things like that. That's always a good bet for a summer song. You don't want to be listening to like I was this morning when I got your phone call. I had Leonard Cohen on the record.
Leonard Cohen
is great, but he's not. That's not summer music.
Why are you listening to Leonard Cohen?
Leonard Cohen is very good. But like, say if you were having a barbecue this weekend or you're doing whatever you're doing, you're not going to be reaching for
Leonard Cohen record there, Liv?
Yeah, or OK Computer by Radiohead or something like that. That's not what you want this weekend.
No.
You want something that just gives you that feeling. Do you know what I mean? When people are at a party and a song will come on and everybody, they'll just start moving.
Yeah.
Without really thinking about it or jump up or go, that's the one. Things like that. So it's got to keep it simple.
So if you were at home then, let's say this morning and you're listening to Leonard Cohen and you look out the window and you think, you know what?
Bloody sun, I wish it would rain. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but let's say you think, you know what, this song doesn't suit. What's the first song you'd go for?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what's happening this weekend in the Ivy Gardens. Supergrass are playing.
Oh,
on
yes.
Sunday. Right, and it's supposed to be one of the hot. Today is very hot, as we all know. But Sunday's supposed to be very hot as well. So I'm really looking forward to that. And what they're doing is they're playing their first album in entirety, and the big song on that is All Right by Supergrass. And that is one. I think that's one of the great summer songs because it just starts off with that tinkly, rinky-dink kind of cheap sounding piano, and then it's a song about the lads. They say it about seven times in it. We're young. We're free, we keep our teeth clean, and we get the car and we drive it into a wall, but sure, it's all right. You know, we feel okay, where everything's good. So it's that kind of song, where everything's great. It's got a chorus that sticks in your head. You're whistling it almost the first time you hear it. You don't even have to hear the whole thing before you know it. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Oh, well, let's take a little listen to Supergrass with All Right. Yeah, that was Supergrass, as we heard, as Pat put it, the little rinky-dink piano keys
Muppets
at the start.
Piano.
The Muppets piano, right the way through to that chorus and everything that people will be singing for the rest of the day. I suspect some people will be.
Do you know, actually, that video of that, sorry to interrupt, the video of that would have the lads in the bed as a car, right? Which is great for a start. That's a good summer thing, to be able to stay in bed a lot. But they had a bed in the car. Steven Spielberg saw that, and he thought, that's great. And he offered them an opportunity to make a TV show that was like The Monkees. Didn't happen. But there you go, there's a bit of trivia.
Really?
Yeah.
They were approached
by Steven Spielberg, to make a kind of Monkees-like TV show.
What was the Supergrass video where they were kind of, they had the big long arms and legs playing
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Pumping on your stereo.
Oh, that was the video for that song. Yeah, actually, sorry, just as you mentioned.
Tickets still available, folks, I think.
Tickets still available, the Ivy Gardens this Sunday. There's the plug for them as well.
Actually, I get in free now, that's grand.
So when you were listening to Leonard Cohen, I was listening to Velvet Sunset on the radio.
You were saying that.
So this is the AI band. There's loads of them.
This is
the latest, the kind of the forefront.
Well, someone sent it to me, and you see the picture of them first of all.
Yeah.
And you know it's AI first of all.
Yeah, the picture gives it away than the music.
Oh
though.
Well, what we were saying there before we came on is that, like, as you said, if that was a year or two ago, you go
as soon as you heard it, you think there's something weird about that. It doesn't sound normal.
Now it still doesn't sound great.
No, but it sounds normal.
Yeah, it's closer to the real thing now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so you'd be worried about what'll it be in 5 years' time. Will there be any bands?
But it's funny where they get there, because their most played song, they've millions and millions of streams on Spotify.
That's depressing on a summer day.
See, I guess it ends up in people's playlists on Spotify.
Yeah, I suppose that algorithm, if you like this, maybe you should check out this hot new band.
Yeah, kind of Americana kind of stuff. Is like with Dust in the Wind.
Yeah, Dust in the Wind.
But it's not actually
Dust
in the Wind.
Aren't we all just Dust in the Wind?
Yes, aren't we?
Cheer up, will you?
Anyway, so Velvet Sunset, if people are looking for AI music.
Don't be looking for it.
Say, but... Because I was listening to a podcast talking about this. It's how I found out about them. What about a contemporary summer song? Anything in the last few years now that you'd...
You stuck me there. Do any of these count as contemporary?
Pat's like, I don't listen to any music
in the last five years. I listen to loads of stuff. I listen to whatever you call that, Velvet, whatever you call it.
Velvet Sunset. We're not playing Velvet Sunset.
Does Hey Now by Outkast? These are all not
recent. That's not the last 5 years.
When is that?
People my age and your age, Pat, think that's the last
5 years.
How about
a Brat Summer? That kind of stuff.
That's 20 years ago.
Is that right?
Hey Yeah by Outkast. Yeah. I think that
probably
is over 2 decades old.
Probably. How about Get Lucky? That's probably really old as well, is it?
That is not
Happy.
Quite as old, but it's fairly old.
Okay, well, you name one then.
No,
well, Mr. Smart Guy.
I'm going to go
Summer.
With Hey Ya was released in 2003, producer Claire tells me, 22 years ago.
Okay, sorry about that. It's still great, though.
Yeah.
These things are eternal, are timeless.
Chapel Rowan,
go on, yeah. Is that a...
Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, go on.
Is that?
I'm waiting to hear about it.
I don't know. Is that it's summer? You just put me on the spot.
My daughter went to see
name a contemporary
Charlie
song.
XCX at Malahide there a couple of weeks ago. Brat Summer and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which apparently refers to hedonism in the summer. So they didn't invent that because I had that in the summer when I was a kid. So I'm not that impressed.
You still have hedonistic
summers. I do, of course.
Ah, listen, we're not playing Charlie XCX. Here's Outkast at Hey Ya.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
There it was, Outkast, Hey Ya, all 22.
What are you playing that old stuff for?
Yeah, that old vintage music, 22 years old. Hard to believe it's 22 years old.
But see, that works, that's major key stuff.
Yeah, why is that a good summer
major
song?
Major key, first of all, right? You know, it's upbeat, it's happy. The chorus has got two words in it, so you're not going to have a hard time remembering that. And then, you know, he shouts out to the ladies at one point. He tells you to shake it like a Polaroid picture. Who's not going to be happy with that when it's playing at a barbecue or a summer booze up or whatever?
Yeah.
You know? And even, I suppose, if you were in the middle of November, and it's terrible to think about that now, and it's lashing rain outside and you heard that, it puts a bit of sunshine into you.
Sorry, does it work the other way? You know, you say Leonard Cohen is not necessarily the music to listen to on the roof of News Talk with the sun shining down on us. But it does
very hard on Laughing Len.
Laughing Len. Are there certain songs that you couldn't listen to in the winter because they're summery?
Will Smith, summertime.
I mean,
yeah,
can you listen to that in January?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If that comes on the radio in January, and it's unlikely to come on the radio in January, I suppose, it does imbue you with that kind of summertime feeling. Good vibrations. You know, Brian Wilson, who passed away there a couple of weeks ago. I mean, that's played all year round, but it's a summer song.
Yeah,
I mean, it kind of captures that sunshine thing. I think it was Elvis Costello who said one time. Right, I think, and I'm paraphrasing wildly here, that writing songs with loads of words in them and complicated emotions, that's kind of easy. But writing an anthem like that, that just sticks in people's head, that's the trick. That's why Oasis sold so many tickets, because they just have those on tap. You know, it doesn't matter that their lyrics are, you know, Wonderwall. What's a Wonderwall? It doesn't matter though, really. Or So Sally Can
Wait.
Well,
a Wonderwall is a person,
what does that
isn't
mean?
It? After all, you're a Wonderwall.
But why would you call someone a Wonderwall? What does that mean? Yeah. There's a wall behind you. I mean, it's a perfectly normal wall.
You're a Wonderwall. Yeah, actually, I never thought of it that way.
Sweetheart, I
I'm
love
not
you.
A deep thinker like you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Leonard Cohen. I don't listen to enough Leonard Cohen.
Yeah,
so
well,
philosophize about
try
music.
It. He works very well in the sunshine.
Quite so often. So what would you like to listen to? Would you like to listen to Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys, or would you like to listen to Summertime by Will Smith?
I think Summertime by Will Smith. But the only thing is, hold on a second. Like Will Smith, and I was thinking about this morning. You know he has a new song out at the moment.
No.
It's called...
I thought he was cancelled.
Yeah, he is kind of. But there's a song called Pretty Girls out at the moment, right? And it's basically...
Sorry,
I like Pretty Girls. And this is
sorry,
a fellow
how old is Will Smith?
I'm not going to say it to you. This fellow's 56 and he's married. They've had some complications in their... Fairly public complications in their
marriage. Yeah.
But he is married and he's going on about Pretty Girls.
I like Pretty
and,
Girls.
And he did a thing in London there a couple of weeks ago where he did an appearance in the middle of London in the street. So his DJ is beside him spinning this and he's going, I like Pretty Girls, I like Pretty Girls. And a huge crowd around him, and nobody was moving at all. So, let's remember Will this way. When, you know, there was talk that time when he was started off in his big article, this fella could make it all the way to be president of America. Yeah. That's not going to happen now.
Yeah, let's listen to Will Smith from a time when he could sing about pretty girls and it wasn't quite so creepy.
Weird.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little...
Yeah, that was Will Smith with Summertime. So you've got Supergrass in the Ivy Gardens.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday. Pat Carthy, the freelance arts journalist. Pat, pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Kieran.
We'll let you back to Leonard Cohen. Laughing Len for the rest of the evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.